horror.
All the humanity.
Smooth it out.
All right.
This is a story about the drifter who waited for the worst, but the best lived cross town. Who never planned on having so dick.
It's Saturday, January 15th, 2022. My mother couldn't afford us, all she had to throw me out. I walked the strip, which is a clip who wanna hit. They got them quick, I had to eat this money's good as spit. I threw in braids, I wasn't paid enough. I kept them on cause I couldn't afford a haircut. I got laughed at, I got chumped, I got dissed. I got upset. It's episode 071. You are about to go down the rabbit hole with Joe and Brian. I'm Brian, with me, as always, is my good friend Joe. Back from parts unknown. Joe, how you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
Hanging in there, man. Hanging in there. Yeah, dude. Hanging in there, man.
I suspect that you're probably doing better than just hanging in there, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So it's been a while. This is right up front, let the people know, this is going to be a truncated show. I am wholly not prepared at all. I've had my head in the sand. And a little bit of bad news is I'm going to have to put this show on hiatus yet again. Got a bunch of stuff going on that I need to get taken care of before I can focus and give a show like this the attention that it needs and deserves. So, I got this big move coming up, and stressing me the hell out and other things. So plan is get moved, get my ducks in a row, and if Joe hasn't moved on to another podcast by then, we'll pick this up. But that's unfortunately the way it's going to be for the next couple months at least. So
it's funny because I've had several offers on the table.
Yeah, you
you
should dabble. You should definitely do that. If anything sounds good to you, man, you should look into it.
Well, it dawned on me that I remember how you were like, oh yeah, I can't believe I've actually did this for like 6 months, and then you were like, oh, I can't believe we actually did it for a year. Yeah. I'm like, huh. I thought to myself, is this his way of saying, yeah, I'll be dropping off soon?
Oh, no, not if everything was going perfect for me. Like I said, my attentions are split all over the place, and life doesn't stop because Brian's having a rough time. So, by all means, if you want to, if you have a good opportunity and you want to check it out, do something else, by all means, do it. Send me a link though. I want to listen in on you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
What's that? Oh.
Give me two fingers of Southern Comfort.
Sorry about that. What did the bartender bring you, Joe?
The bartender brought me since it's going to be the last show,
okay,
for some time, I guess, I thought I'd go out basically the way I did most of our shows, with the rum and Pepsi and the strawberry margarita.
Classic. I feel like I'm letting this down yet again, though. I only bring a measly zero sugared soda to the table. I'm trying to do the whole dry January thing. It's only halfway through, and I'll be honest, man, I've been jonesing for a beer, but I've been good so far.
What do you why?
Just in some attempt to try to get back on track, man. When I went down to Florida last year, and I kind of put my diet on suspend, I just never really fully got back to it. So, yeah, I'm trying to.
Quick question.
Yeah, yeah.
A quick question. How long have you been not drinking?
I had a beer on Christmas Day. That was it. That's the last time I'd had a.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's huge. Okay. Well, yeah. Let's do that.
So,
ask me some questions about the place. I might be good at just talking. I wish I had that talent.
Yeah. First I'll start from the beginning. You sprung it on me in that, because you had just gotten back from, was Cancun?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then all of a sudden, he's like, hey, I'm going to the Bahamas. I was like, oh, well, that's awesome. So, I guess what, had you been planning this? Was this, had this been in the works for a while? Was it a spur of the moment thing? What led to this, to the Bahamas?
It was in the works, and yeah, the opportunity came up. I was able to jump on it, and yeah.
Do you need a passport to go there?
Yes, you do. It's funny. It's the closest non-land. It's a closest country to the United States that doesn't share a land border. Okay. So, yeah, the Bahamas and. Do you know where the Bahamas is?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like a stone's throw from Florida.
Oh yeah. I did not know that until relatively recently. Okay. I get like, the Bahamas, Bermuda, the Virgin Islands. They were just out there. And this is coming from a person who had spent time living in the Caribbean, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I can go up the line from Trinidad all the way up to Cuba, and be like Hispaniola. I'm like, yeah, this is the Caribbean. But if you were to say, hey, where's the Bahamas? You know, blank stares.
Yeah, I told you I watch a lot of like YouTube videos of that people out of Florida do, and a lot of them are. You know, they'll just and it surprised me the first time I seen it. They'll take the, if they have a big enough boat, they'll just take a boat to the Bahamas and spend a week there. I didn't realize that they were that close as well until I started seeing that. So
yeah, and it's an absolutely beautiful country. I mean, I've sent you a few of the photos from it, but The pictures I sent don't do justice.
I'll bet. I'm going to upload those. If you don't mind, I'm going to upload those photos with the show today.
Please do. Yeah. I need to send you some more because, and almost every shot, the sky is beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish I had better words.
As I ignorantly kept asking the last time when we was talking and when you were down there, when we did the show, when you was down there. And I kept talking about, you know, do you feed the swimming pigs and whatnot? I also noticed a lot of, like, did you just cat around on a golf cart all the time?
No, we were driving around in real cars.
Okay.
But it's funny because you say golf cart because, you know, the island is 24 miles by 7, and traffic moves at about a golf cart speed.
Yeah.
So, like, if we ever got above 35 miles per hour, that was like, ooh, man, we're doing something. Like, yeah, I don't think you enjoy driving in the Bahamas.
Oh, I'll just get in trouble. No, I mean, I only asked because the videos I watch, they always get there, they rent a golf cart, and I love the idea of a place like that where you just grab a golf cart and go, and everything you want to do is within a short driving distance.
Now, mind you, I was on one of the most populated islands.
Okay.
And the life of, you know, rolling up and grabbing a golf cart, that might be absolutely true for the very next island. And right. So I'm not going to say, that doesn't happen. That probably does happen a lot of the places, but just not where I was.
I gotcha. What were the highlights? Did you do like snorkeling or what is it when they pull you in with a parachute and parasailing? Did you do parasailing? Anything fun like that?
Unfortunately, I did not do anything fun like that because, well, one, I had done it in other places. So I'd gone parasailing in Jersey years ago, and that's a lot of fun. But the thing they don't tell you about the Bahamas is it's unspeakably expensive. So, you made reference to a trip we'd gone on to in Cancun,
mm-hmm.
And something that happened there would be an excursion there, for example, ATVs, the four wheelers,
yeah,
those things would be to rent those would be like about $100 in Cancun,
right,
for your own, and in the Bahamas it would have been like $180, $175.
Hmm.
So it's one of those places where you don't show up to the Bahamas unless you're already meant it, in my opinion.
Okay.
So as a result, I did not do any of the stereotypical excursions, but I was able to tour a lot of the island, and the thing about the place is that it's a very small place, but it's got a lot of huge history. So, they're not sure if – I mean, it's one of those first places that Columbus set foot on. So he may have stopped by Cuba and then, made his way. It's one of those places that has a whole lot of history and in ways that aren't necessarily obvious – unless you study the stuff seriously, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
One comment on that is I don't, when I go places, I just don't like to do the touristy things, mm-hmm. anyway. I prefer to just try to do what the locals do, kind of thing. So that's pretty cool. I just threw the snorkeling and all that stuff out there because I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I was down there. I would probably just eat and drink, man.
Well, yeah, and that's pretty much what I did. It was great. Like,
okay.
And speaking of drinks, I got you some rum.
What? Okay.
Yeah, of course I couldn't. In fact, yeah, you'll have to. Also, thank you for the Christmas card.
Oh, glad you got it.
I was not able to get my Christmas cards out before I left, but I've got rum for you, and I'll be sending that your way.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That way you can drink like Joe High.
I think everyone should aspire to drink like Joe High.
It's never boring. That week,
it's never boring.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, even though I drink the same thing.
but at least you put in work. You mix it.
It's
good stuff.
The Bahamas. Yeah, it's very expensive. Very expensive. I had a meal there, and I was like, oh, it's like I think it was like $48 for pretty much glorified bacon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was good. But this place, there's a, I think the hotel called like the Barmar, and they had like a Mexican restaurant there. And I don't know about you, but when I go to a restaurant, if I go to an actual restaurant, I never order chicken. Because it's just chicken.
Yeah.
And their chicken was like $39 for pretty much, yeah. I mean, if you had taken chicken and threw it in your oven, did not burn it, and took it out, that's about what you would have had. But, I did spend some time on the beach, and that was awesome. And in fact, now that, I mean, I knew this before I left, I think one of the highlights of each day was walking to the beach, about a mile and some change, just like a pleasant little walk. It was never too hot. And I guess also the fact that it was December and like, 75 degrees every day. I'm jealous of your life, man, because that's going to be you in the near future.
Woohoo!
Minus all the hurricanes and things that kill you.
Yeah. So the COVID thing, you didn't get to come back when you had planned, because I guess you got, you tested positive for it, and so you got quarantined. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. And there's a phrase, I mean, there's a huge marketing phrase in the Bahamas. Some go something like, everything's better in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That is true. So if you're gonna be stuck in lockdown and quarantine, it's better to be quarantined in the Bahamas than, let's say, upstate New York or Ohio or. Well,
that's what I wanted to ask you. So was it kind of just like almost like in just an extended vacation?
Yes, it was.
But it was on your dime still. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. So, just to step foot in the country, the government of the Bahamas has you buy an insurance policy, a travel insurance.
Okay.
And so, but then you realize it's not worth much, because you have to, it's on your own dime, and you let them know how they can reimburse you.
Hmm.
So, I mean, if you had the money already, no problem. But if you did not have the money, problems.
So how long were you there on vacation, and then how long were you there in quarantine?
So from the 17th to like the 31st, and that was vacation. Then from the 1st to like the 7th was in quarantine.
Okay.
But I mean, now. My understanding, like some places like Australia, I saw a video, while you're in quarantine, you have a lot of free time on your hands. And so I saw quarantine in Australia, and they quite literally just lock you in a room. It's like prison over there. But thankfully, that wasn't the case for me.
Australia's losing their fucking minds, man.
Yeah.
The people that run Australia are.
Yeah. Thankfully, they have elections every 4 years, yeah. Or regularly, rather.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on a 4 year cycle or not there, but.
So was you confined to like a single? Was you confined to your room the entire time? I guess.
I was confined to my room, but I was able to go outside and go for a walk. And so, once again, going out for the walk was the best part of every day.
So did you feel? I mean, you weren't. You just testing positive doesn't mean a whole lot. Did you feel, was you fine? Did you feel okay? You weren't sick or anything, were you?
No, I was sick.
Were sick. Okay.
Yeah. About 2 days after Christmas, I came down with a fever. I was pretty faint.
Oh shit, dude. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah. Oh no, sorry. I mean, that's. But the only thing, you know, you're sick. But you know, it felt like a cold or a flu.
Yeah.
I had some tightness, some difficulty breathing, tightness of breath, a tightness in the chest. But I mean, it was like, oh, I'm gonna die, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine, and this is me. I've also been vaccinated and boosted.
Okay.
So, I mean, but if I weren't vaccinated, boosted, young and healthy, that could have been curtains. And yeah, it's not good.
So how did they treat it? I mean, did you take some kind of, I don't know, what, horse dewormer or whatever? I don't know.
No, I took medicines basically that would deal with the symptoms. So okay. I took a cough suppressant, decongestant, something to break up the phlegm and mucus and stuff like that.
Right.
That was the big thing for me, that it felt like a flu. Minus the aches and pain, so to speak. But I don't know if I told you that I think I got COVID in like late 2019. No, sorry, early 2020. Because I had a severe case of the chills. Have you ever had the chills?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Is there anything else like it?
No, dude. I had a kidney infection once, and I thought I was going to die.
Oh, snap! When was that?
Chill. It was back. It was like after my wreck and my injury. It was kind of a common thing, maybe for a paraplegic to deal with. So, fortunately, I've only had that once, but once is enough.
Yeah. You get the chills once in life. You become a believer because. At the time, literally wrapped and covered in blankets and shivering as if.
Yeah. It's crazy. So how long were you down?
So from about the 27th, and I didn't really start feeling better until maybe the 3rd or 4th.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so the new year, I tried to stay up and watch the ball, but I was probably asleep around like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where like you never realize how grateful you are for your health until you no longer have your health.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's like that post serious sickness. Realization, self-realization.
Yeah. You're like, oh God, this got real for me.
Yeah. I do that after a really bad headache, man.
Yeah,
you don't appreciate how nice it is to not have a headache when, you know.
How often do you have headaches?
Not too often.
Yeah. If I have a headache once a year, that's a lot. And if I have a headache, I do one thing. Two things. Take a pill and go to bed.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll have, like, my head will hurt. It's not too uncommon to have a mild headache, like, behind the eyes that goes away. But like a headache where you can't think and you just can't function.
Yeah, the mild headache that you're talking about, yeah. that, you know. That knocks me down.
Wow.
But any form of headache, for me, a headache is like if you were to wake up and have to go to work and find that there was an inch of ice on the ground. Cancel it.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah.
Well, glad you made it back.
In one piece.
In one piece.
But yeah, I always know I would. I always come to stuff like that. Come on now. Joe High.
Well said. Well, I guess we can start wrapping things up here. I'm going to end the show with a hopefully funny
with some laughs. I got three stories here that I'm not going to go in depth into really all of them. Just going to kind of hit the highlights. But a lot of our, and if we look back at the shows, a lot of our skullduggery stories have involved the animal kingdom in some way, whether they're animals or insects or whatever, you know, they always seem to play a prominent role in our skullduggerous stories.
One of my favorite skullduggery stories was about, like, I think like a deer ended up killing somebody.
Yes.
And the guy who went, he said, like, F that.
Yes. Oh my God, dude. I have to go back and try to find that because, yeah, you're totally right. That we had some good times. We had the good laughs with that. So this first story here is just, it's almost hard to believe, but I believe it because I, for years, have been following the shenanigans that the monkeys in India get into.
I bet you know, I know what this is before you even tell me.
I'll bet you do too.
Because I saw this story about the monkeys grabbing up the dogs and throwing them from...
Yes, dude, that's it.
From a mountain?
From the tops of buildings, man. They call they're calling it a revenge attack.
Yeah, it was apparently some a pack of dogs killed one of the a monkey baby.
Mm-hmm.
And those monkeys have an answer.
Is that just not insane?
Let's hear it.
No, you've hit the highlights. A scenario has broken out in some place, province of India, where a battle is going on between the local populations of dogs and monkeys.
To be honest, a battle is more like a massacre. Like, you know, I remember in the article they were saying like how like the neighborhood's running out of stray dogs.
Yeah, it says next paragraph. All 250 dogs in the village have allegedly been massacred.
Yeah, so battle was not correct.
Yeah, with locals claiming the hostility started after some local dogs killed a baby monkey. So
those monkeys don't F around.
They say there's video footage. It says video footage coming out. I've not seen any video. I've only seen like a still of a monkey carrying a dog, but. I haven't seen the video, although I haven't looked for it for a while either.
But the crazy thing is that if this was if you didn't know the entire story, the steal of a monkey carrying a dog would almost be like, you know, oh, isn't that so cute?
Oh, they carried a little puppy.
Yeah, it isn't until you know what what the headline is and what's going to happen to the dog. Oh my God.
Oh, look, they take a little puppy up to look off the top of the building.
Yeah. Oh,
What? Wait, what? Wait.
Excuse me?
Oh, my God. The horror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity.
the monkeys, don't mess with them. But the monkeys in India were already known for being a bunch of jackboot thugs like this.
Dude, they do everything from they rob, they steal, they
sexually assault.
Yeah, it's like they got their own organized crime syndicate happening.
Yeah, and guess who found out?
the dogs. Well. Piggybacking on that story, I came across another one, and I think this is coming out of the UK. The title, I read the title and I was like, I've got to get this.
Yeah.
Psycho Squirrels 48-hour Christmas Rampage terrorizes town, injures 18.
I didn't know there were squirrels in the UK. Second. Did you say FICO? As in like the FICO score, like your insurance score?
No. Psycho, like
Psycho, crazy, you know, like, murderous.
Norman Bates, yeah.
Okay, Psycho squirrels. I thought you said FICO squirrels. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, although it was only one squirrel, but UK residents were left reeling after a crazed grey squirrel went on a wild Christmas rampage in Buckley, Wales, injuring a staggering 18 people in 2 days. Facebook posts detailing Rocky's reign of terror are going viral.
Rocky squirrel!
Warning, vicious squirrel that attacks, wrote Nicola Crowther in the Buckley residents Facebook group on December 26th, along with a grainy photo of the furry culprit on a fence post, has bitten me, attacked my friend, and multiple other people.
Oh, crap.
It's also attacked my two Bengals. I'm guessing those are cats.
What?
Who fear nothing, and my neighbor's Bengal, and my neighbor's Bengal cats. Okay. Dare not go out of my house as it's lurking. Another bite. Yeah.
It's funny. Anything that will attack a cat. I don't know about you, but I think that cats are nature's badasses. Like, yeah. So yeah, and squirrels, usually, huh?
Yeah, I was going to piggyback on that real quick. Did you ever see that? I think it was a PBS special where they like follow. I don't know whether they put like a camera on a cat's collar or whatever, and just let it go, and they just to see what it got into throughout the night. And you're absolutely right. They are like nature's badasses, man.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, cats go where they want and do what they want. And so, and normally squirrels know better than to deal with a cat. But Rocky, you know, hey.
Yeah. Another bite recipient told SWNS that she was taking out the recycling when the psycho squirrel jumped out from behind the bins and chomped her on the hand. The funny thing is things like this makes me think that rabies are involved or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Something
else, they refer to her as a bite recipient as opposed to a bite victim.
That's a good catch. I didn't even think about that. And finally, my final story here. A woman's body is eaten by foxes after she left her car when it broke down on the side of the road.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. A 55-year-old who has not yet been identified had wandered away from her car while waiting for the AA just before Christmas.
What's the AA?
Oh, I guess it must be this is from Scotland again. This is from Scotland, so this is from across the pond again. So maybe AA is like our AAA, maybe?
Okay, I get that.
Cops found her body in Moncton, Ayrshire, in Scotland. Say she had been partially eaten by wildlife. It's thought that her car had broken down on the country road in mid-December, and she called roadside assistance. The woman then took a stroll while waiting for them to arrive. On December 18th, her car was found and a missing person inquiry was launched. The next day, police located her body close to where the car was left using sniffer dogs. Cops believe a fox or badger may be responsible for the mauling, and the death is not being treated as suspicious.
What? Are they saying that she just dropped dead and then they went to work on her, or they like, you know, made her dead?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's But anyway, all of these stories about these animals just it reminded me of a comedy bit that I had heard on the Bob and Tom Show many, many, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to pull it up. So
I thought we'd end the show here. I'll play us out with this clip. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I still crack up at it. But everyone, I want to thank everyone for listening. And again, let me get my shit hashed out. Get with Joe. We'll reevaluate, and you know, hopefully we'll be back in a few months. But we'll, as I say, we'll play it by ear. But anyway, thanks for listening, and enjoy this this little clip from Bob and Tom.
Here he is, a philosopher, a writer, a comedian, a man who knows the future but won't give away the ending, the host of Vague But True, Tim Bedore. Well, thank you very much. Did you see this in the paper the other day about those carp in the Mississippi jumping into boats and injuring fishermen?
Yes.
Did you see this?
This is awesome.
It's true.
It's true.
They're called big head carp. They're from Asia, and they're attacking fishermen, bonking them in the head, severely injuring many. Biologists claim the roar of boat motors agitates and excites these carp, and they jump towards the sound. But I think these biologists are naively missing the obvious connection. Fish are attacking fishermen. For the fish, it's kill or be killed. Get them before they get you. Even if the fishermen being attacked are practicing catch and release, being hooked is still a very painful and embarrassing experience for the fish, and they have had it. What about the increase in mountain lion attacks? Great white sharks are moving closer to shore. Moose have been showing up in towns and stomping on people. A squirrel was in my living room last spring. Am I the only one that sees a pattern here? People, wise up. The other animals are against us. Obviously, there is an interspecies conspiracy to thwart the urban expansion of man. Skeptics ask, how do the squirrels fit in? Surveillance, obviously. The squirrels spy on what we people are doing in the cities and report back to the bigger species out there on the front lines. Taken together, these other species represent walking, hopefully not yet talking, scratching, biting, weapons of mass destruction. And if they can convince the insect world, like the killer bees, to get involved, our way of life and democracy are in trouble. Why would these other species want to hurt us? It's simple. They hate us. They hate our way of life. We swim in the safe environment of chlorinated pools, then towel off and have an adult beverage. These carp are stuck eating sludge in the Mississippi, a river polluted by guess who? Their mortal enemy, man. And to top it all off, we hook and then eat them. This invasion of Asian carp is no accident. It's the first step of a multi-species, multifaceted attack. We ignore the obvious at our own peril. Therefore, it's time to adopt a new doctrine in regards to these other species. We can no longer sit back and wait for them to attack us. We have to attack and wipe out any and all species who would attack us wherever they are. We will not rest until every big head carp, mountain lion, moose, and squirrel and any other species that associates with them are defeated. If the UN wants to get involved, fine. If not, we go alone. Of course, the British will show up. They always do. Vague but true.